Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That is the sound of Marty, a robot you may see patrolling the aisles of Stop and Shop supermarkets. Picture, if you can, the cartoon figure Gumby standing atop a Roomba vacuum cleaner. Marty's job is to identify spills and alert the store staff. But robots are taking on other tasks in the fast-changing world of food shopping. WBUR's Megan McGinnis has the first of this week's stories in our new series, The Future of Food.
Meet Alphabot, a robot that could change how we grocery shop in the future. You can find this little robot at the Walmart in Salem, New Hampshire. It works inside a giant steel structure that stretches from the floor to the ceiling. This robot cage takes up much of the 20,000 square foot space. Alphabot was created by John Lert and his company, Alert Innovations. He walks us through how robots are taking on some of the work involved with filling online grocery orders, specifically for packaged products like cereal and milk.
The fresh good market would still be self-service primarily. All packaged goods would be ordered on the phone, on a tablet, on a kiosk, a screen in the store, and the robots would pick those orders.
Alphabots aren't little Wallys. Think of them as tiny pickup trucks moving along within this giant metal cage meant only for robots. This store will soon be home to 50 Alphabots.
Here comes one of them.
The system works kind of like a vending machine. Robots move plastic bins called totes that are stocked by humans. The totes are filled with items of the same kind, like peanut butter or frozen pizza. The robots move side to side and up and down to fetch the right bins. Then they zoom to a loading station where a human worker bags your order.
How about it?
Without walking the aisles, workers can build 10 times as many orders per hour. Beyond Walmart, the demand for robots shows retailers are thinking more about how to expand their online shopping options efficiently. But why? Online shopping only makes up less than 3% of all grocery orders.
The only thing that motivates a retailer more than what their shoppers want is what their competitors are doing.
That's Keith Anderson, a lead strategist at Profitero, an e-commerce analytics and consultancy company. He says one of the biggest moves that shook the grocery industry was when Amazon bought Whole Foods for nearly $14 billion in 2017. But he predicts a future with even more radical changes.
I don't want people to think, oh, what'll be different in 30 years? You'll walk into an Amazon Go store and you won't have to take your wallet out to walk out with a box of Frosted Flakes. I'm not certain that you'll go into any store in 30 years. I think it'll be wildly different in 30 years.
Anderson thinks stores will have to focus on last mile automation, or how your avocados get from the store to your door. It's the most expensive part. Grocers need to pay for fuel, salaries, cooling systems, and more. Emerging tech could make a difference.
If fuel costs are the big barrier, electric vehicles are pretty comfortably going to neutralize that. Oh, but we got to pay the drivers. Well, in 10 years, you may not need to pay the drivers.
Improvements in online grocery shopping could also help fix another problem: access to food. Last month, the USDA launched a pilot in New York that allows people to buy groceries online with food stamps for the first time ever. But some experts have concerns about how retailers focusing on online shopping will use data they collect about their customers. Norbert Wilson is a professor at Tufts School of Nutrition.
I'm sure the folks at Amazon are thinking of creative ways to identify customers and to pull all the data that they know about them to make sure they offer the products that I want when I want it. But I wonder if that will reach all people equally and successfully.
Wilson fears low-income residents won't be as much of a priority for companies because they tend to spend less money. He wonders if retailers will use shopping data to give better deals to shoppers who spend more. There's also no guarantee that increasing access to food will change how people eat.
Even when you bring in a new grocery store into a low-income area, it doesn't necessarily lead to this increase in the nutritional quality of the foods that people purchase. The key thing would be, how can we ensure that higher quality, higher nutrition foods are available and encouraged?
3, 59, saving 59 cents.
Grocery stores are also going to have to adapt to changing consumer preferences. I went grocery shopping with Lauren Abda, the founder of Branch Food, the largest community group for food professionals in New England. At a Stop and Shop in Watertown, she reimagines what the produce section could look like.
Perhaps they'll start growing their own food in market. You know, right now, some of that's happening on the roofs of grocery stores, but I suspect that we're going to start see it happening in grocery stores.
Abda says grocery stores know people crave more engagement with each other and with technology.
The phone may be a helpful assist, right? Like maybe you're walking down an aisle and you're pinged with a deal because you've walked by this particular brand and they know just based on your geolocation that you're looking at their products in store.
Move your tomatoes on the vine to the bag, 263.
But family-owned regional retailers think they have a lot to offer when it comes to adding a personal touch when educating shoppers about food. And they're doing this for more than just the benefit of the customer. It's to stay in business.
I still like the one-on-one human contact. That's what I see the future of grocery going to be for us.
That's Arthur Akles, the vice president of merchandising for Roach Brothers. He says the company is opening a new store in Watertown next year that's designed around how customers shop and eat.
So if a customer is on a low-salt diet, they may want to go to one place to find most of their low-salt items. Or if you're on a gluten-free diet, you may want to go to one place. And we're seeing more of a trend for customers going in that direction, and we're going to have to change pretty quickly to do that as well.
Roach Brothers is embracing technology, too, putting iPads in stores to help shoppers understand nutrition labels. The grocer is also upgrading its pickup and delivery options. But in its roadmap, Akles says Roach Brothers will value human connections above all. Robots need not apply, at least for now.
Yeah, they're funny, they look cute, and you know, people might go, oh, wow, look at the robot. But ultimately, does it sell groceries and does it help the customer? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see where it goes.
What's clear is that the winning equation for grocery stores in the future means giving all customers the ability to shop how they want, when they want. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Megan McGinnis.